Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
2 o'clock hour here, East Coast Moneyline. Donnie and Kevin right here on the grid. Huge baseball card today, which is great. JP, I love Tuesdays, because usually we get a look at some pitchers that are okay and some that are really bad. So I have 25 pitchers picked out on my card today, and at least half of those pitchers are above an xFIP minus of 100, which I love. And I know JP said, all right, we're going after a total. So I got a feeling we're going after it. You said total, right? Am I getting that right, JP?
Yeah, I'm doing a total.
All right. So are we going over? I'm going to say we're going over today. Are we going over or are we going under?
Going over.
All right. So let's take a look at the card today, and let me see what a guess. Now, see, I have to. You have, like, I would say to myself, like, even squares, which I like to bet with squares quite a bit here on totals, and quite frankly, a lot of squares just like totals, and I consider myself maybe a little bit of a square better in that market, but I'm successful. Are you going Texas Baltimore over 9.5? Like, where are you going?
I am
today?
Not. I'm going with the game you just previewed in the last segment, the Yankees Pirates game.
All right. So we got. Over, did you get 8.5, 9? What did you get in that game?
No, I got it at 9 minus 110.
All right, so we got 9. Heavy favorite here for Tyone, the Yankees. We brought this up, JP, on the early line today. And I was looking at this game also saying to myself, it can go two ways. Because Quintana actually has decent numbers this year, being a left-handed pitcher, spitballer, you know, 20% strikeout rate, not big, but pitching towards contact. He actually has very good weighted on-base percentages to lefties and righties. But that Yankees lineup, the ISO power numbers all the way through are so incredible that you say, Quintana is not, you know, that pedigree pitcher that's like, okay, he should be able to mow this lineup down. It's a give or take tonight. And they have out of the 9 batters, 8 of them will be from the right-hand side against Quintana. I think they do damage. You went whole game. So you also think that Tyone can give up a few here against this young Pittsburgh lineup.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's not a better number, because I worry this game gets like 6-1, 7-1, and I miss it by a run or two. But yeah. I'm just hoping the Yankees absolutely blow it out of the ballpark, and I pick this up.
Yeah, one of those games where it's like 5-0 third inning, and then you're not going to get any good. Because I always like that in a total, even if it's a team total. Knock the relievers out of the game. They say, what do you mean, Donnie? The relievers have to come in. No, knock the top 3 bullpen guys out of each team in like a 5-run game. It's like a pinball machine late in the game. Like, oh, we're down 4 runs. We're not really going to win this. I don't want to burn anybody in the bullpen. So I can see where you're going with this one. So let's go ahead and see if that game can get taken down. What's the weather here also out in Pittsburgh? Let's take a look. So we got, all right, 85 degrees, which is nice for Pittsburgh. Wind blowing out to left field, more of like a crosswind at about 8 miles an hour. So if you're looking from a hitting perspective performance, that makes some sense there. You got some decent weather for the Yanks, and again, they are going to load up on right-handed bats. So if the wind is blowing primarily to left field, JP, isn't that what you want? That's exactly what you want there. So hopefully some of those fly balls can get out of town here and you have some blasts from the big boys, you know, like Aaron Judge going deep, Stanton going deep, even Donaldson getting in the mix here, and DJ LeMahieu. Because as we said, the weighted on base percentages for the Yankees against lefties is okay, but the ISO power numbers, and that's something that you really want to watch out for. Those are the numbers here that are elevated. So that ballpark, the balls leaving the ballpark, doubles in the gap, hard hit baseballs. That's what we're anticipating tonight from that aspect. But as I said, there are a lot of good games here in tonight. We picked out about 7 or 8 of them a little bit earlier on the early line today. And I think they're going to hold up. First game of the afternoon is Seattle and San Diego. That's Gilbert versus Clevinger. Minus 136. Now, it's kind of interesting you see that and say, well, isn't Clevinger the better overall pitcher than Gilbert? Name-wise, he is. But Gilbert hasn't been that bad here in 2022. And let me just take a look at some of their numbers. Logan Gilbert, how about this? A 92 xFIP minus number here in 2022. And also with an ERA of a 2.66. Now, that elevates a little bit here with the Sierra number of 3.73 when you add in some defense and some analytical, you know, metrics there. But if we slide down, so let's go ahead and see. We got Gilbert in that matchup, and then where does Clevinger pop up here? Does he have enough innings here to be ranked? I thought he did here, and he does, number 5 overall. So you got two pitchers that are basically dealing this year with low ERAs, and if we look at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now, just bringing up the actual numbers on this game, Clevinger's a minus 136 favorite and a 7.5 total. Now, I'm not all that impressed here with San Diego's lineup. Now, I know they're trying to get back, you know, obviously Fernando Tatis. Let me just see if we have the rosters out for this game today, and we can really take a look and a deep dive into some of these numbers and see if it actually does make some sense. So let's roll over this here. All right, so lineups are out here. Clevinger, obviously a right-handed pitcher, and check this out. Like, we always know, like, Seattle, when you pitch in Seattle, it's more of a pitcher's ballpark. Same thing with San Diego, by the way, also. So you're in a pitcher's ballpark, which both of these pitchers like pitching in, obviously, pitcher's ballpark as opposed to Wrigley Field or playing in Philadelphia or playing up in the Bronx. But if we look at these two guys here, the lineup specifically here for Seattle, Rodriguez out of the leadoff hole is a 341 weighted on base percentage against righties. Very good this season. Crawford, who's a lefty, hits at a 347 clip here versus righties. Everybody else in this lineup, 3 through 9, is terrible with a weighted on base percentage. Wasn't supposed to be like that. Like, Seattle was supposed to be revamped on offense. You know, the addition of Eugenio Suarez, you know, Frazier comes over, Winker. They got a couple guys that can really hit and haven't done so this year. But that lineup leaves a lot to be desired. Now, if we flip it over to the opposite side, going after Gilbert, he's got very good splits between lefties and righties. And also, look at this lineup today. Profar, 334, weighted on base percentage. Machado, 386. Voit, 335. Not hugely elevated numbers in the rest of the lineup. A lot of lefties doing no damage this year. As I said, Gilbert, how about this? An 071 ISO power number versus lefties. Ooh, offense might be tough in the afternoon. You know it isn't tough. Coming back with us here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it on Moneyline, it's Donnie and Kevin on a Tuesday afternoon right here on the grid hitting the Major League Baseball card. And Kevin, JP made his announcement. I took a guess at the easiest swing on the board, and it wasn't there. He's actually going with a game that's, I don't want to say it's a little bit off the radar for a total, but we were breaking it down while you were away. Any thoughts on where he actually went with this total?
Well, the thing is I do guess under, like every single time it goes kind of to JP's direction.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll justify what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to say JP's going over in Mets Reds because he's fading Scherzer's first start back.
JP?
It sounds fun, but no, I'm going with the Yankees-Pirates game over.
Ooh.
Because he expects Tyone to get blown away tonight. Wow, tangy.
It's, you know what?
Yeah. How about that?
I can respect it, though. I can respect it. Not bad. So, I mean, obviously the thought is the Yanks are going to score a zillion, though, obviously.
Yeah, like Quintana, like the dam has to break on Quintana sooner or later at this point, right? I mean, come on. He's just going to be spinning those 86-mile-an-hour pitches up there against the Yanks. And also, all right-handed batters in the lineup tonight outside of Rizzo, which leads to a 85-degree night, wind blowing out to left field. Now, on the parlay, or just to double down on this, I don't think I'm going to have any home run props out of this game, as wild as that seems. Because Quintana has decent. The strategy I've been sticking to is not just saying, all right, give me the best hitters against the best, you know, against pitchers they should be able to rake, which I do think the Yankees will be able to rake Quintana today. But the numbers don't take, like, here's what I want. A guy that can't get lefties out versus a guy that actually rocks lefties. Simple. It's a simple formula with some of the numbers I look at. Now, you have the Yankees who rock left-handed pitchers. But this left-handed pitcher's like, hey, man, I hold my own against right-handed batters. Like, because let's just say Quintana couldn't get right-handed batters out. Wind blowing out in Pittsburgh. Now, it is a pitcher's ballpark. I'd be loaded up. I'd have five or six guys ready to go launch mode for the Yanks. But I just don't have it today.
So, that's a shame, though, because I do like when the Yanks kind of fit the mold there. But, man, sometimes I see a spot like that. Like, obviously, it can go wrong, DRS, to be honest with you, but I see the Yanks and the Pirates, and the Yanks are in such a way, I'm like, how do they possibly lose?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how? Like, with the way they've been, in what world are the Pirates beating the New York Yankees this year? Just doesn't it, like, you know how sometimes they do those series? Man, I don't know if those
series
are out.
Price?
I'll see if I can find. Yes, but, like, during the regular season?
Yeah,
like,
sure, they got
them. What are the odds of Yankees sweep? Oh, is it there?
I don't know. I don't think. I think you have to go digging for that stuff. Like, I'm not so sure. Like, FanDuel has it or DraftKings, but there are multiple books that have like the series price, and it would be expensive there, no doubt about it. But I see what you're saying. We're just taking now. Also, just to equate it to over the weekend, I did Sunday and Monday. Excuse me, Saturday and Sunday. I don't think I had. I didn't have any. Team total, alternate team total parlays out there. And I remember taking a look at some of the scores. Like if I said, you know, because the tweet I put out, I believe was Saturday, I like this 1-2-team parlay, but it's a little bit too high for me. It's a minus 202 for two teams because I couldn't find a third. Now, if I would have bet it, it would have actually won, but I didn't, and I didn't like it. So it's not like, oh, man, I should have. No, I was never betting it to begin with. Somebody just asked me, what actually are those two teams? And they hit. But looking at the Yankees, like Tristan McKenzie was on the mound. The Yankees didn't even score. You know what I mean? Like, you could say to yourself, like, boy, these are so easy, and yet that most of the people would have probably said, all right, I'm just going to pick four teams on a Saturday to score three runs or more. How many of those would have just included the Yankees, like, automatically? Yep, Yankees, Tristan McKenzie, three. Even if they get beat, what are they going to do? If they get beat 7-3, yeah, but they still got their three runs. Who cares? They didn't even score that day. So it just goes to show you, any given day, like, your team can just be like, well, wait a second. This didn't make any sense.
It's actually, it's pretty crazy that the Yanks at times do still offer up the very worrisome we can't hit the baseball at all performances. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I'm paying closer. Well, I know I am paying closer attention to Yankees games and everybody else in the league. So maybe everybody has those days. But there is a chilling feeling at times when the Yankees are struggling in the way that they obviously did on that Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to find something here. Now, I don't want to pull away from baseball.
Yeah.
But I saw a screenshot on Twitter of Kyrie's next team from DraftKings, though.
Oh.
Like odds. Now, this was posted about an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, which had the Lakers at about a minus 350. Because I know I could probably get these from, you know, various places. But, I mean, if it's on a DraftKings, like, that's on a, you know, that's obviously very legitimate there. But I find DraftKings very difficult to navigate their out-of-state books. So I'm trying to find this here because I'd also like to see the Kevin Durant next team situation, obviously, then, if it is on a DraftKings.
Yeah, it looks like, because the only thing I see on DraftKings is like a futures market, which says with Kyrie and Kevin Durant, points combined. What I don't know who's betting that at this point now, but those are the only things that's showing up. But it is rare that like a onshore book, I would like to say, has those numbers, unless it's just like one of those, I don't know, like, but will Mitchell Trubisky be the week one starting quarterback for the, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers at that point here? So be interesting to see where that is. Because are you going to be angry when Kyrie decides to go to the Mavericks? Like, is that just going to ruin your LeBron 2022-23 campaign? Like, is that really going to hurt your feelings when it comes down when he doesn't go to the Lakers?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, why would I? I mean, if that did go that direction now, which I don't anticipate, if it did go that direction, then the Lakers season is going to feel lost. So, yeah, that obviously would be terrible. You know what I mean? How could I
it would be crazy.
Kyrie Irving. If they get Kyrie Irving, right, and I'm shopping at the Donnie Wrightside Sportsbook, how many teams will you have in front of the Lakers for title odds?
Title odds, let's see. So currently up there, what, Boston, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Clippers, Warriors, and then the Lakers 12-1. So if they got Kyrie Irving, are they jumping any of those? Now, granted, you would have to change some of the metrics because the Western Conference, right? So you'd have the Golden State Warriors still technically ahead of them right now, Phoenix Suns, and the Clippers. Why would they go ahead of the Warriors? They can't go ahead of the Warriors, can they? Do they even move up at all?
I think the number moves right because the gap between them is 7-1 than, say, 12-1.
Yeah.
However, you know what I think is maybe... Look, the Warriors have lost pieces this offseason here, but I don't know... Like, adding Malcolm Brogdon for Boston and losing Otto Porter Jr. for Golden State justifies a plus 200 gap between the two sides. I'm not really... Like, I would say... Donnie, like, if I told you the Lakers go from 12-1 to plus 850, you would say that's right? Or you would say that's off base?
No, they'll be under 10-1. But if I'm looking, just they have to jump somebody. But I don't see how it's even possible. Like, maybe it would have been a little bit easier if the Golden State Warriors were 5-1, let's just say, to lead the Western Conference. And say, okay, they're going to move up a little bit. Or, excuse me, 5-1 to win the NBA championship. But I just don't see, like, the Lakers, okay, they get Kyrie. Now they're better than Golden State, which I don't think they are overall. If Golden State comes back intact, I would think Golden State's a better team than the Lakers. So I don't know who they would actually jump. Their odds would improve, yes. But I'm not sure they jump anybody. But who knows where the betting market flies. Oh, they're better than the Clippers now, but the Clippers are even with Golden State. Maybe the Clippers go behind the Los Angeles Lakers and move up. I could see that. Phoenix Suns, I don't think you go above them until we see what happens with DeAndre Ayton. Maybe the Clippers drop down off that 7-1 plane and go behind the Lakers. So I would still say they're what? Fifth in line if that happens.
Maybe, though, you're dealing with a scenario where they eat into everybody's market again and drop back. But I do, listen, I know there's worry about health. LeBron James, though, is he better than the best player on Phoenix, Golden State, and the Clippers? Is Anthony Davis better than the second best player on, say, Phoenix, Golden State, and the Clippers? Those are the questions you have to ask and see where you find the answer.
We'll see. We'll be right back here on Moneyline right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The phone line's burning up here on Moneyline. Donnie and Kevin, Radio on the Grid, Sirius XM Channel 159. If you want to join us, come on in. 844-843-6879. Carl from New Jersey up on deck here on a Tuesday, bringing the heat after a huge, I guess, eating weekend. Carl, what do we got out there?
Well, good, guys. How are we doing today? Happy 4th.
Belated. Hello, hello.
Good.
Yo, yo. What's up,
yes,
man?
Very good.
I did check out the hot dog contest yesterday. I don't know if you guys had a chance. And if you remember Friday, I did have a wager on that. And I got it refunded from DraftKings because about 2 minutes into the contest, somebody stormed the stage and tried to grab Joey Chestnut. And he put the guy in a chokehold and threw him off the stage. But DraftKings refunded my bet. So, you know, happy 4th of July from DraftKings.
That's the way it works, man. Also, I guess Joey Chestnut does not like Star Wars, K-Dub. Is that true?
All I know is that he wasn't breaking that record anyway because they were saying the pace early.
He was not.
Cost him eight dogs. That protester was there to take the heat off Joey. Joey paid him, actually, because he knew he wasn't going to be able to hit
I like where you're going here.
Marks. There we go.
I like where you're going on that. By the way, what do we have? Do we have a lot of hot dogs yesterday? A lot of burgers, Carl? Like, where did we go yesterday on the grill? I was living my best life yesterday. Paying for it today.
I laid low yesterday. We got at it on Sunday. We had a little party over at the friend's house. So we got at it Sunday. Yesterday was a little low-key.
Yesterday.
Just hung out and chilled around the house. But how about you guys? Anything exciting?
Way too much food. I think that might have been the wetter approach for me, K-Dub, was actually lay it on Sunday and relax on Monday. But it sort of went the opposite direction where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do some damage to myself today and I'm cool with it. And so be damned the very next day where I got to work a long day. But I got after it here, bets-wise, over the weekend and fun. So, I mean, I know K-Dub was doing his thing. What do we got today on the baseball card for you, Carl? What do we got going on?
So yesterday I went with a home run derby approach. I took 10 guys yesterday and I threw 10 bucks on each guy. I went 3 out of 10. I went plus 34 bucks on that night. So it wasn't bad.
That's beautiful.
I'm going to do that again tonight. I grabbed 5 guys so far as I've been just hanging out looking at guys. I've got Mountcastle from the Orioles, Arenado, Jose Ramirez, Rowdy Tellez, and Hoskins. You guys got anybody interesting? You want to throw a guy in there each for me tonight?
I don't have it lined up tonight, but anytime you start to mention guys like Rowdy Tellez, like my ears perk up because that's one of my guys. Now, he did me dirty a little bit last week, if anybody could have done me dirty, I guess, when you try to line it up. But I'm trying to get into really bad pitchers, and I might have to almost take a leap of faith because I was telling Kevin here, Carl, like the Yankees lineup is so damaging today towards left-handed pitchers, but it doesn't technically line up. I don't know if I want to buck that trend and get after it. Like two guys that you might not think of, right? You take a look at the Cleveland Guardians, Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor, right in the middle of that lineup. Ridiculously high ISO power numbers versus right-handed pitching. And Hutchinson is the worst pitcher on the card for me. So maybe doing some of that, you know, bottom feeders here, going with baseball teams you normally don't go with here for home run derby. One of those might pop up here, but I can't wait. I want to have, Carl, 9 guys tonight to go up against. I do.
Well, fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it last night. So I kind of spread it out over the day. Tonight, obviously, it'll be a little more condensed. But, yeah, it makes for an interesting night to keep the phone buzzing.
Awesome.
Yes, it does. Well, we'll get after it tonight. Hopefully pick up some dubs there on the diamond. And maybe this home run derby thing is really going to be starting to be, you know, attached on. And I know I also see, your tweet out here. You want to let the good people know what that tweet says, what you're playing tonight?
So the other game I did like tonight was the Houston Astros. They're minus, you know, on the run line. We'll take that minus 120 over on MGM. Astros rallied back last night. That was probably the Royals' one chance to win a game in this series. And they took their hearts last night. So, you know, maybe they get their, you know, head stomped on tonight a little bit in a big game. So that's that for tonight on the gameplay.
All right, there we go. Zach Greinke also. High XFIP minus number, high Sierra number. And how can you fault? Like, you know, Kevin's one of those teams where you say, okay, I'm going to take a team total. I'm going to take the Astros tonight. Don't you just feel good about that bet every night, regardless of who's pitching or who's in the lineup? Like, they're always going to be around?
Even when you don't, if you have a day off, right, you usually peruse the board a little bit.
Yes, of course.
And I saw Astros Heasley. And I went, wait a minute now, right? Basically, Donnie's favorite lineup in baseball against what is a bottom 10 pitcher in baseball in Heasley. Yeah. I went straight to your timeline, and I was confused.
Yep. Where didn't match up.
Where was the throwdown? When I saw that, I said, you know what? I got to abandon ship. Something's not right. Something's not right. So I just I laid off. But they were struggling in that game. Like it didn't look like that was going to come in.
Yes, it was one of those games where you looked at and be like, you know what? I saw it on the board, and it'd be very easy just to click on a team total or an alt team total, but something just wasn't perfect for me, and I kept saying to myself, Donnie, just fade the worst pitcher on the card. What's the worst thing that can happen? They're down 5-0. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's actually going to work out. Now, if you had any team total, if you had you had them in any direction outside of run line yesterday, you cashed in because there's still a bad bullpen that has to fill in an extra couple innings, and they couldn't fill anything in, but you're right. Where was that call? Like, just automatic fade. Like, oh, you would have been better lucky than good yesterday because the guy you were fading pitched well, but they just destroyed that bullpen there.
It was, which is funny, right? That was always the thing, again, with that Baltimore team last year, is even when those awful starting pitchers manage to pull and scrape together a respectable outing, they always tossed it then over to a bullpen that just got punished. And obviously, that was the case now for this Royals team.
All right, let's get after the phone lines again because we're going to take a caller here, and then we are going to talk a little Baker Mayfield in the next segment. But let's go ahead down to the great state of West Virginia. Red Tail's on the line here on a post-4th of July show on the grid. What's good, Red Tail?
Hey, guys. Hope you had a great 4th.
Yeah.
You too.
It's good. It was good. How was it down there in WV? Solid?
Very nice. It's raining today. It was very nice on the weekend. Had a good time. Took my boy skateboarding, so he had a good time. But life's good.
A lot of olives.
Hey, can I start out with a quick trivia question? This may be easy.
Love it.
What do Nick Saban and Jimbo have in common?
Coaching the
K-Dub?
SEC.
Both old dudes.
Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. What do they have in common?
You tell me.
What is it?
Both born in the great state of West Virginia.
Ah. There you go. Goes right back there. What part of West Virginia are you talking about? Huntington? Charleston? Where are we from? Yes.
I think Fisher was from Clarksburg, and I believe Saban was from Fairmont, which is just south of Morgantown.
How about that?
I told JP a way to enhance his bet. I think he agreed with me. If you like the Yankees over, you could on FanDuel take a parlay, take the Yankees to win, and over 8.5 or plus 140 wager. Which I was all over that.
Yeah. You would figure if they're going to carry the weight there for scoring, they probably are going to win the game. And I would be surprised if the Yanks went to Pittsburgh today, Kevin, took a loss against Jose Quintana and those Pirates. Now, granted, it's baseball. We've seen crazier things happen, including Tristan McKenzie shut that team down. But I'm not anticipating that today. You got a nice hitting environment out there in Pittsburgh. Even though it is a bigger ballpark, I think some balls leave the yard.
Yeah, yep. Look, it does always logically make sense there, right? Is if you're looking to back that game, Yanks are going to score 7, probably should just rock with the Yanks there. I've always understood that kind of, which is why I think you've always said the team total aspect makes more sense for you.
Yeah, it does. All right, now, great callers here chiming in, giving out some dubs, making the show go much faster here. I love it, too, because sometimes Tuesday, you need a little kick in the butt. Usually it's Monday, you need a kick in the butt. But a holiday weekend that's based around drinking a little bit and then eating a little bit more, you need to get the juices flowing. So, exactly. Now, I needed something to get myself going here. That's a little Baker Mayfield talk because, again, look at the date. It's July the 5th. 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks. You are going to see teams in training camp getting after it. In just about 3.5 weeks, you're going to watch a legitimate NFL preseason game on your TV. So here's the quote from Ian Rappaport as he appeared on Pat McAfee's show. I don't know what's going to happen with Baker Mayfield, but the Seahawks have never really been that interested in him. And the reason that quote hits home with me is I saw Pete Carroll once again act like he had Joe Montana and Peyton Manning in his quarterback room. Like, stop asking me questions. We have the best room in the league.
But he doesn't. And I don't see, this is why it kind of almost relates back to the thing we talked about off the top there. I'm sorry. Am I supposed to believe that Seattle's had never been interested in Baker? Or, I mean, you know what, though? Maybe there is some legs to that, right? And maybe that's why it's been tossed around to try and add a little leverage to the Cleveland side of the coin. Maybe so, but Donnie, I am over the Baker Mayfield thing. Wake me up when this guy's traded, no? are we
hey,
doing
we were,
here?
We were led to believe time was of the essence to get Baker into his new team to learn the offense. When does he show up on his new team? 3 weeks in the camp with no chance to start? My goodness, it's NFL season. We're cranking it right now on Moneyline. Come on back with us right after this break. It's Donnie and Kevin.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And Donnie Wrightside.
All right, 20 on the gun here for a Tuesday on the grid for Moneyline. Major League Baseball taking full effect tonight. And by the way, we're starting to use our heads a little bit here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, we have two odds boosts on the board today. One that's popped up that we haven't seen yet this season, and it's for runs. Get this. 8 or more runs scored in each game between the Cubs and the Brewers, the Royals and the Astros, and the Giants and the Diamondbacks. If that comes in, that's a 4-to-1 price here. Now, I don't love all those games, but I do like the fact that it's something different that I'm looking at. And it's not out of the norm. Like, they're not giving you, hey, Scherzer's going up against Clayton Kershaw. Go over 8.5 when it's a 6.5. Like, they're all in that relative ballpark.
And all it is lower than all of the initial. Like, none of those games are 7.5. So you're I don't know about a discount because, again, it's still a major parlay there that you're basically betting.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that, man. 50 wins, $200 there if you bet the max. That's pretty good stuff, actually, I got to say.
Yes, and it's a fun one, too, because a lot of the times, look, we want to win these. We get it. You're not just out there giving away your own money out here to sports books. But sometimes I like ones where it's like, hey, if it all unders or just something like strikeout props, like this is a fun one where you're going to be in it basically all 9 innings in every one of those games, unless like 1-0, obviously, heading into the 9th inning. I don't mind that. The other one on the board, the Yankees, they should win. The Astros, they should win. The Toronto Blue Jays, they should win at a minus 180, even though they were terrible yesterday. Yeah. That's 3-1 here. Now, it is, to put it this way, I'm going to ask you this question. One's plus 400, one's 300. In your mind, which one is more likely to win?
Good question. I do think the money line parlay is more likely to win. I would say, and that's and the odds obviously tell us that as well, because you're dealing with all basically minus 200 favorites, right?
You are, but if you take a look here, right, Yankees road team, Blue Jays road team. Astros, now they are the home team here for Houston, but you do have two road teams, because the reason I ask you that is you look at that and you say to yourself, that should be so easy. Like the Yankees, it would shock you, right, if they lost. It would shock you if the Astros lost to the Royals. The Blue Jays, it should shock you, because even though they got beat yesterday, that's a horrendous baseball team in Oakland. But as the old adage goes, like at the end of the day, like I could kind of beat the Yankees 2-1, right? Like, doesn't it seem like that's supposed to happen?
Oh, I mean, again, yes.
Ooh.
So which one's what's going to lose? They're both going to lose, right? It's like how it always seems like it goes, right? Like, that's a –
yes.
Like, Donnie, is part of you just like, let me go $50 on each here. I don't need anything other than I one of them hits.
That's
it's
fun.
A great night.
That's fun. That, and you know what? It's a good point to that, because I do think the legitimacy of either at least one hitting, it's not minus 110, plus 110, plus 120. You got big numbers, so it might be interesting. Now, I want to bring this up here. This news just came across here. It's from a beat writer here, I guess, I'm going to say for the either the Mets or the Reds. Get this. It's hailing in 85 degrees Cincinnati with a chance of thunderstorms basically all night. So I'm not super confident we'll be watching Max Scherzer tonight. Why is that important? Look at that price right now in the Mets. Plus 180, this would be minus 220, which you're getting basically a plus 185 on the Reds. Scherzer's not going to be, because if you are the Mets, do you want, because it's not, Grant, it's not a hamstring injury, knee injury, right? But it's still a shoulder. Do you want him going out in the first inning, rain delay? And he's not coming back in.
No.
Like, that's like a worst case scenario. So the reason I do bring that up is, or is this just one of those games where you say to yourself, or also, like, JP, you got the over in this game? What a win. Like, you didn't win the game, but what a win. What a win here. Like, that is exactly. Like, I look at that move and say, that's one for the good guys that you didn't really see coming, but you see that tweet come out. Now, granted, Scherzer could take them out. I'm a bulldog. I don't care. I'm pitching tonight. He's that type of guy. Mm-hmm. But my goodness, like, if you read that type of information, it's like, you know what? An educated guess makes some sense. If you like the over in that game and it goes to a bullpen game for the Mets, that's a huge win, man.
Mm. Man, so do you jump in now and give it a run? What is the move?
Well, yeah, let's take a look here because it's good hitting weather out there. Nobody wants to bet against Scherzer, and you could lose this. You're just trying to have an educated guess, as we like to say, of what's going to happen. From an organizational perspective, a guy that's making $40 million a year, yeah, you know what? We'll wait till tomorrow when there's better weather to throw you out there to have your, you know, first start back. So if I go to the FanDuel Sportsbook right now and I take a look at team totals, because, again, it doesn't matter what pitcher is on the mound. It doesn't matter. So if it's Scherzer, you get what you get on the correct line. If it's not, because you see the Reds at a 3.5 at -105. Now, let me go over here. That's a little bit expensive. 2.5 -175 for the Reds, which is a crazy low number because usually I'm taking like 2.5 for a team total in those alt parlays. It's like -300, -400. It's only -175. But even if you ran it up, and again, not to say that he's not going to start or they're just going to wake up and hit anybody the Mets throw out there. But if you're just looking at one of those, let me jump a line that's not going to go any higher than what it is and can only plummet. That's one that you would look at today.
I like that, man.
It's
now,
not bad.
Are you surprised the number's not? I guess this isn't new information, but they just see, like, that's where we talk about the sports book doesn't really. They kind of lose their advantage there because now everybody's guessing, right?
Yes.
So you can just kind of take it. Maybe it works your direction, but there's kind of a trap door where the bottom can be pulled out and really push things into your favor. That's a nice find.
Yes, it is. Now, also, granted, you know, this isn't, you know, Castillo on the mound for the Reds. Like, hey, let me just take the Reds straight up, and I'll get Castillo versus a bullpen game for the Mets or whatever they throw out there. But it's still Lodello, who's a bad pitcher. So I think the play in this one would honestly be more towards the over 9 than either side because right now that 9 and also that -220 is based on Scherzer pitching. If Scherzer ends up pitching tonight, it's probably still going to be 220 and 9. But if Scherzer doesn't pitch, you might be looking at 9.5 or 10, depending on who the actual Mets pitcher is. Because you're also, the books know Scherzer is not supposed to go 8 innings and 115 pitches. They do know that. But it's still Max Scherzer, which means if he gives you 5 with 1 earned run, that's a very good start, and that's why that 9 is there.
Let me try and see if there's any word on what this guy's, you know, pitch count or anything of the nature is supposed to look like here today.
You usually get that leaked, but it just feels like he doesn't have, like, I'll tell you my pitch count during the game. That's what it always feels like for me.
He threw 80 pitches over 4 2/3 in double A, and then it said he's hoping for 6 innings and or 90 pitches in his first outing back. So the expectation, Don, is a legitimate start, really, for Scherzer there. 90. See, the 6 innings doesn't matter, obviously. It's that 90 pitch count. That's not, you know,
is that what it says?
Yeah.
Is that, or are you just making that up? Oh, it says it out there?
No, why would I make that up?
No, I don't know. I was looking down at a pick here. I didn't know if you were saying, like, hypothetically, it was 90.
I thought you meant like it was a funny joke. Here's the Tim Britton tweet who covers the Mets for The Athletic.
All right.
This was on
that's incredible.
On the first.
So his pitch count is 90. Like, what? Why even have a pitch count? What is
that
for?
Now,
if it was 95, it's over.
Here's the clarification, though, is Scherzer is hoping he can go about 90 pitches over 6 innings. So did maybe over the past 4 days he was told, hey, that's great, that's what you were hoping, pal, but 75, have a day. You know what I mean? But I basically would say, here's the thing. I would not tee off some Scherzer under strikeout prop because he's not going to play the game.
Yeah. I don't know. It really is an interesting one to go over here on this. And we'll have some more thoughts on that. But I believe we have a caller waiting for us today. The Moose, is he loose on a Tuesday after the 4th of July weekend? What? Is that true, Moose?
Absolutely. You got today's day off. Just left the casino. I hit a nice little $400 jackpot. And hey, I like that. I like that run line over. You know, I think the Mets are going to smoke Cincinnati. I like that. And hey, what's the team runs? What's the team run lines over?
Yeah, for the Mets, I actually took it this morning here, Moose. Mets team total was 4.5 at a -145. Oh. So it was expensive, and I still took it at that level in the morning. I think the Mets do get the 5 runs tonight, and then it would even be even better if Scherzer doesn't pitch to have a running mate, as we like to say.
Now, can you wrap that up into a nice little parlay?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you can include that all over the place. Alt team totals, team, yeah, whatever it would be. JP's in on just a straight over, Moose. He loves it. Thinks runs no matter what tonight.
Yeah, they're playing in, where are they playing? I'm in my car now. They're playing in New York?
In Cincinnati. Humid. Some rain forecast.
I can tell you, we got some storm snap up pretty early. So maybe take that the run line over early on and not for the total. If it get rained out, because the forecast tonight is pretty nasty.
Yeah, it is. Certainly is there, and that's the good part about that too, Moose. Is when you're betting those team totals, they get that 5 runs in the third inning, and the game gets called, you still cash that ticket, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
that's what I like. That's
very true.
Looking at the weather, that's what I would do, because we're supposed to get hit with quite a bit of lightning tonight too. So once that starts flashing, I like that. Hey, I'll let you guys go, but hopefully you guys had a good 4th of July. We'll talk to you sometime later.
It's beautiful, man.
Sounds good, man. You too.
400 in this. I like that, too, man. Hit a little slot machine on the way out the door. Pick up a couple $100 here. What was he playing, Kev? Buffalo Gold? Maybe a little Lightning? I wonder what he's playing down there. Should I ask him?
I know someone who stopped in on the way home the other day from a celebration. And was able to, draw up a little cash for themselves there, about $600 in winning. I said, good.
Yeah, who was that?
I had no reason to say who. It wasn't myself. A big congratulations. How about that?
Like where, AC? Like where were we here at this point? Upstate New York? What are we doing?
Nah, you
on the island?
Specifics, you know what I mean? We don't even tell you anything.
Is like I could put two and two together and probably figure out exactly who this was.
Hidden. I don't think you could. I mean, you think a lot, but I don't know about all that.
Now, what was going on with the wedding this weekend that you had here? Everything was flowing. I'm not a big wedding guy. Yeah, see, I'm trying to get to see who. If I can dig into this, I can eventually find out who the slot player was. That's why. I'm a pretty good detective.
Hold on. Do me a favor, though, right? I mean, let's switch the topic. When is Kevin Durant getting traded, man? What? I mean, this is driving me nuts. Like, can I just throw out something to you that I just read online quickly?
Yes.
All right. It says, here's what it says. All right. Siakam, OG, Precious Achiuwa, and a ton of picks, right, as a potential package for Kevin Durant, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that remaining Raptor team? I don't know. I might be losing.
Is it good enough?
Is that team that? Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's my yes. Is that team good enough? I don't really know if it is.
It could be, but the one thing we'll find out is what happened at this wedding and who actually hit a slot machine next on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time for picks here on a Tuesday. Final segment here of Moneyline. Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159. It's Donnie and Kevin. Let's go. I got three in here, and I'm going to load up some home run props here once we finally see some of these lineups come out. Because, again, you don't want to fire too early because you end up picking, Aaron Judge, and he's only available as a pinch hitter. That don't do you much good because you're locked in at a ridiculously low price for a guy getting one at bat. to come up and try to swing for the fences. I'm going to take the Cleveland Guardians team total over 4.5 at a minus 125. Also, first five innings total to the over, Chicago and Milwaukee, that is 4.5 at a minus 120 price. And then the third game was the Mets team total over 4.5 at a minus 145 price. Those are my three. JP, tell the people there. New York, Cincinnati, what the deal is.
We're going with the Yankees and the Pirates, but
wait a second.
It's all right. It's all right. I like the way Redtail said it, though. Take the Yankees, parlay over 8.5, and them to win.
Jesus, man. I spent that entire second hour setting up JP's Mets Cincinnati over, only to realize it was the Yankees. Mm-hmm. That's par for the course, K-Dub. What do you got tonight?
Now, Don, do you know where that came from, even? Where you got Mets Reds from? That was my guess for what he was going to bet. So,
yeah, and then it just rolled in that everybody was jumping on that, and it came in. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. JP's got this game.
Yeah, it became everybody's best bet. I am.
Oh, my God.
Look, I got six strikeout props in the queue. All right? Nothing's been clicked just yet. But the two, I'll tell you right away, because one of them's coming up, and then one of them is really interesting. One of them that's coming up is the Logan Gilbert 4.5 on FanDuel at minus 146. It's a 4 o'clock game against the Padres. Here's one that's going to take some real decision-making on. Drew Hutchinson, Donnie.
Stinks.
Has a strikeout prop of 1.5.
What is he, an opener? What's going on here?
1.5. And Donnie, that over, though, minus 195. But Donnie, his last three, his last two starts, 4 innings, 1K, 4 2/3, 1K. Tough.
Yeah, my guy pitches the contact. Let's get some winners tonight. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow right here on the grid.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 75% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.